The Berkshire Museum here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts offers a unique array of exhibitions, activities, and attractions for visitors of all ages.
Tonight, they are celebrating a new commission by internationally acclaimed artist Tom Patti, the first commission in the museum's history since that of Alexander Calder in the 1930s. Tomorrow is their Tom Patti Free Opening Day celebration.
Here now to tell us all about the commission and more are the Berkshire Museum's Executive Director, Van Shields, who has the coolest name, certainly for radio, Van Shields of the Morning, and their Director of Communications, Leslie Ann Beck, our dear friend. Van, Leslie, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you both here.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Amen.
So what's up?
Let's talk about Tom Patti and how that came to be.
I wasn't here at the time that that decision was made, but from what I understand, somebody on our board, Helen Febo, suggested to the management, including the former director, Stuart Chase, that they do something to honor Tom Patti. He's like our hometown hero. He's been in our collection since some pieces he did in the 1970s, but really sort of thinking about the fact that there hadn't been a major retrospective or anything related to Tom in his home community. And Stuart picked up on that idea, and that evolved into the idea of this major commission, which I guess, conceptually started about 3 years ago. I got here just as Tom was starting to make some critical design direction decisions. So I was invited into the process with a lot of other people. And from there to here, I have yet to see the actual work. I'll see it tonight when everybody else gets to see it. So I'm totally excited.
What is it like to, why do you think it is important for a museum to have a commission, to commission a work, like especially like this?
Well, I think Tom's work specifically is, for those of people that don't know Tom's work, he is in the stream, the continuum of art history, and always will be. He's one of the most famous artists working in glass, and he has also worked in plastics. He's been at the intersection of craft and design and art and industry and technology and engineering. The Berkshire Museum is dedicated to bring people together for experiences based on making inspiring educational connections among art, history, and natural science. So we're the interdisciplinary interpretation folks. And so for us, Tom's work is just the perfect embodiment of our mission, because if you go back and pull together all those threads, they come together in his work. So for that reason, he's a great choice, but also the fact that he is native, and I believe that everybody is native to their place once they land here, but he went away.
Some people would argue about it, but you know that, but that's fine. I know what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying that if you consider your home native, you'll take better care of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So just the fact that he, and also his deep connection to the museum. It was among his earliest experiences related to art. He was an art show literally on the front lawn of the museum where Norman Rockwell met him and said, maybe you should go to art school. And he did. And so there's a great relationship there, much like the relationship with Alexander Calder, much like the relationship with Nancy Graves. He's an alum. And a lot of people in our business don't think that we have alums, but we do. We have alums and visitors. We have alums and everybody that's passed through the doors and people who have been touched and moved and transformed by their experience with the museum. And Tom is one of those people.
Leslie, tell us about the opening day celebration tomorrow. You'll begin at 10 and you end at 1 o'clock with cake.
We won't be ending. It's going to be quite fabulous. At 10 a.m., the pieces will be revealed to the wider community. Admission to the museum is free all day long. So we will have just some remarks at the entrance to the museum so people can come in and see the commissions.
How much is it usually to get in?
It's usually $13 for adults and $6 for children, 3 and under free, and our members come in free at all times.
So, and how much is the membership?
$75 for a family membership.
So it's a value.
I was just going to say.
For a family?
Yes, and then tomorrow, a deal.
Yeah, a deal.
Right, so it's free all day. So at 11 a.m., Tom is going to do a wonderful talk in our theater and talk about his work, and at noon he will be signing a very beautiful book about his work called Illuminating the Invisible. And then at 1 o'clock, cake and lemonade on the front lawn for everybody. And there will be a fun Tom Patti-based scavenger hunt for children that will be taking place all day long throughout the museum.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase. Tell me about the cake.
the cake is now, going
you,
to...
You may not know, but Leslie Ann Beck is a very famous... Every year she is chosen to be one at the Great Pie Contest here in the Berkshires. So she is chosen to be a judge.
Yes.
And so I do have expertise in pie, but I am promised the cakes will be quite beautiful because the icing on top is going to have an image of Tom's artwork placed on in sugar on top of the
on top
of the icing in cake form. It's going to be very beautiful,
tasty, from a lot of perspectives.
Very tasty.
And a tasty patty, if you will. And then when you the scavenger hunt. So you, what are you going to hide, Tom? What are you going to do?
No, but
that's interesting.
We've hit the artist. Now we have to go. No, go, that's, kids. That's go
very,
find them.
Very interesting.
No.
I love scavenger hunts.
The education department came up with some questions of objects in the museum that kids can run around and find and answer questions when they find them that are related to Tom's work and
so
his experiences at
give us an example.
Museum.
Nobody's listening. Don't worry.
An example.
Yeah.
There's a direct relationship between the sarcophagus of our mummy.
The famous
and
mummy.
And Tom's work.
Oh.
But I'm not going to reveal that.
Okay.
People have to come to the museum and...
Find out.
Yes, and go on the scavenger hunt.
Now, it's
and they
quite
would learn a lot.
I just made that up, by the way.
The museum is...
You just wanted to say sarcophagus. Yep. That's fine. I don't blame you.
The museum is quite an institution. Who sits on the board of the institution?
Lots of people.
Yeah.
About 16 board members right now. Helen Febo, the aforementioned Helen Febo.
Well, the reason
Bill
I ask
Hines,
is...
Mary Huth, blah, blah, blah.
Here you go.
The reason I ask... is that it seems to me that there have been, sometimes there's a little bit of, tension between the board and the people who run the museum in the past.
Let me tell you my theory.
Have you experienced that yourself yet?
No. As a matter of fact, I know who I work for. Mm-hmm. I work for the Board of Trustees.
Sure.
That's my job.
Sure.
And my job is to hold up their vision and carry it out for the public.
Do they have a common vision?
They absolutely do. Mm-hmm.
It's a pregnant pause going on.
I'm just waiting for it to be delivered. Yes. Oh, look, it's a boy. Okay, we can move on. Now, as far as you say, okay, this is going to be our big summer thing, and then right on the heels of that, you have the American Indian Art exhibit.
Yes, which is will be able to be seen by the public beginning July 7th. The installation of all the wonderful objects has started already. July 12th is a Thursday evening. We'll have a opening reception from 5 to 7. And then Saturday, the 14th of July, we have activities related to that exhibition all day long.
Do you have a Native American hut on the
We
lawn?
Have a wigwam. It's an authentic wigwam. It's out in front of the museum, and it was constructed by Mashpee Wampanoag Indians who came and worked on it for several days on the front yard, and it's quite terrific.
You just wanted to say that.
Do you have to pay for that? Do you have to pay for that when they do that?
Absolutely.
How much?
I can't remember, but it's more than a dollar, and it's smaller than a bread box.
Excellent.
Several thousand dollars. And that piece is actually going into the museum and will become part of our permanent collection related to our People in Place exhibit.
Now, can it fit in the door?
No, it has to be taken apart and then
in modules.
It.
Okay.
And the neat thing about this show, the really wonderful thing, is it's been decades since anybody has seen the vast majority of our Native collection, which is quite astounding. Most of it was collected, obviously, 100 years ago, late 19th century, early 20th century. We have more pieces in the collection than many tribes have in their collections, and that's really terrific. And what's really interesting and forward-thinking is that we're bringing together contemporary artists who are working today with traditional motifs and forms, but they're doing contemporary art. So there's this continuum of history and art history related to this show. And they're in the show. And we're making the point, in fact, if you think about the name, Rethink American Indian Art, it's Rethink American Indian Art, Rethink American Indian, and frankly, Rethink American. Who is American, after all? And they haven't disappeared, and they're still here, and they're part of contemporary society. So we're going to have a very robust series of programs beginning this summer and going all the way through the end of the year related to the show. Which will be very thought-provoking.
July 7th through January 6th, American Indian Art. And all of the pieces come from the collection? This is something that you've had, or is there anything on loan?
I think we have some pieces on loan, and then, of course, all the contemporary art, I think, for the most part, is on loan. Our collection will be out on view, an enormous number of pieces that haven't been out, from what I understand, in decades.
And that's what's fascinating about, well, museums in general, but certainly the Berkshire Museum, is how much, when you go, how much there isn't on, you know, you have that isn't on display.
The Berkshire Museum, not unlike a lot of museums, has a small percentage of what it holds in its collections on displays. The wonder and beauty and the thing that attracted me to the Berkshire Museum is this idea that the collections are somewhat encyclopedic. And that means that you have collections related to historical material culture, you have collections of art, you have collections related to natural history. And so that opportunity for that interdisciplinary interpretation exists with us. And after all, we are the Berkshire Museum. We're not something else. We're the Berkshire Museum. And so I personally am really excited about the idea of using that collection to make these connections among art, history, and natural science, because nobody else around here can do it, frankly, because they don't have the collections.
Hmm. And that natural science is such a part of your mission, as is working with children, the educational aspect.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we do 16,300. We just broke a record in the number of school children served, by far and away more than any other cultural institution in Berkshire County, which is only significant because that's a real mandate for us. We hit a new high this year, over 16,000 for the first time. And it's what we do day in and day out. We're very involved in serving the community. As I like to say, we should not exist if we don't question every day how can we use our unique resources to meet community needs. Fortunately, the folks at the museum have been doing that for a long time, so I'm along for the ride and hopefully can make it a little better.
Well, it sounds like a fun ride.
It's a great ride.
The Berkshire Museum is located at 39 South Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. To keep track of all the excitement over there, visit berkshiremuseum.org, berkshiremuseum.org, 413-443-7171, 413-443-7171, berkshiremuseum.org. Don't forget, Tom Patti, free opening day celebration tomorrow beginning at 10 o'clock. Van and Leslie, I thank you so much for being with us.
Kiss your mummy.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable live from Barrington Stage on WAMC.